At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Another facet to the story of Rex Heuermann and Asa Elrup is the documentary that is being put together right now, going to be airing on Peacock at some point in time. Peacock actually speaking out about it this week, kind of, I think, doing a little damage control, just laying out exactly how it's all being put together, stating that, nope, Rex Heuermann will not be receiving money. Asa's money is not even a paycheck, really. It's a licensing fee, which, okay, I get it. You got to word it some way. But those funds cannot go to Rex Heuermann's defense. Okay, how do they have any control over such a thing like that not happening, considering Asa is still with him, has not gone through with the divorce yet, and by all accounts here, this documentary, they'll likely still be married through it, because I think that's probably part of the terms of seeing what happens to your husband.
Yeah, you know, this $1 million deal, I think, is upsetting to so many. I can only imagine it's very upsetting to the victim families of these young women who were so brutally murdered. The fact that people make millions, and in this case, a million, reportedly on this, it's got to be very hurtful. I just don't understand why it wasn't done later. I was wondering if this is the first time we've ever seen anything like this, because Asa is going to be an important witness on the stand. She's going to provide, you know, timelines. She's going to have to provide where she was, all of that. She's going to be a witness. And that's my biggest concern, Tony, is we've already seen the $1 million affect her actions. All of a sudden in the courtroom, all of a sudden visitation. Will it affect what she says on that stand? I just think it calls into question her integrity, her motivation, and the veracity of whatever she might say. I think people will attribute to, well, did she just say that as a part of the script to earn this money as a part of this documentary? It certainly, as an investigator, that's the first thing I thought.
Attorney John Ray, who represents Shannon Gilbert, said it's reckless beyond words. And I completely agree with that. Is this in kind of some way also a blessing in disguise, though, for investigators. I found it extremely odd. I don't know why they've yet to ever sit down with Asa and interview her and find out anything that they can. But, you know, somehow she was cleared out of nowhere at the very beginning. Like, okay, well, how did you clear her? They were talking about crimes that span, you know, 10, 20, possibly more years, depending on how many, you know, end up being in Rex Heuermann's tally. I can't imagine we're just going to say, oh, she said she was out of town 10 years ago on this date. Must be true. I don't know if they've been sitting there waiting and watching to see what's going to happen. But if they are, this could be, I think, probably one of the most powerful ways to get information out of her than sitting down in an investigator's office and talking. If she feels comfortable in her own world and she's just going to start rattling things off and cameras are rolling, that could be a treasure trove for investigators, could it not?
You're correct. She's going to have likely hours and hours of film time with those producers, and she's going to be interviewed extensively about every move, everything that's happened in the past, everything that's currently happening, and her future thoughts. So they're going to get all of that. They're going to subpoena all of that. There's no privilege there because she's broken any privilege by discussing it openly with the Peacock crew.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it you're right. On the flip side, I think it could aid investigation in that respect, but I think it's just detrimental overall to her,
yeah,
her character, how she's going to be seen, her words, what truth there really is that's going to be spouted from that mouth. The other thing, Tony, in regard to the alibi, right, that you're talking about for the, we're just talking about the three murders, right?
Because right now,
that's the only thing charged. And so they've cleared her of those, I believe, strictly based on alibi, that she wasn't even in the country or wasn't in the area at the time of those murders. Will that hold true for the others, especially in light of this one witness coming forward and, yeah, you know, saying that she was part of the swinging that was going on at the house?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure investigators are looking into that, although their fearless leader is no longer there. I think that's going to make this, you know, task force definitely a little bit impotent, at least for a while, until, you know, things get back on track with this investigation.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about that a little bit with the leadership changing, you know, midway through this, quarter way through this, however far we are in. I don't know. I think there's a long ways to go yet. Is that something where someone's going to want to step up into this and go, I'm going to, you know, take the helm on this? Or when you step into a position like that, is it more so, well, you know, that was somebody else's project. You all are over here working on it. Great. But the, you know, the leader, like you said, is no longer there. I guess time will tell. But how do those sort of things typically play out?
They don't play out well. You know, whenever you have a case agent, I'm speaking in bureau terms, in their case, you know, their chief commander in charge of this task force that put this whole thing together, that handpicked those individuals. Same thing happens at any of these large cases. You have a case agent or the person at the helm that literally is asking, I want this person, I want this person. And they're saying, listen, you're in charge of surveillance. You're going to be in charge of this portion of the investigation. You're in charge of Asa Ellerup, you know, and everybody has their role and their place. And then you sort of cut off the head of the, you know, the tiger and say, okay, now where's the leadership? Where's the direction? And what you're going to have is a lot of people may not even want to be a part mm-hmm. anymore, especially if they, you know, were friends or associates and well-respected with the leader that left. They might not want to be a part of it. So unfortunately, just like any time you cut off the leader, it has to sort of start all over.
Yeah.
And you're going to have different factions within that group likely that thought, you know, this went in this direction, this should go in this direction. But that leader stood up and said, no, we're going to do this. Well, who's making that decision right now? So I think it's going to really derail the investigation, at least for a while.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.